So I want to talk about listening and reading. I think listening and reading is like the cheat code, right? I think like specifically super high volume. Basically, I'm a big proponent now that I've kind of done it of that ancient website that is no longer up that you have to see in the web archive. It's what was it called? Like, I can't even remember that person's like online handles or what. Like, she had a bunch of them. Anyway, I was like this Polish woman, and she was like, "You gotta listen and read at the same time," you know. And the whole site was a big ramble, kind of like AJAT. It was like kind of badly written, but I mean, it was in English, and so she learned English. That was kind of cool. But yeah, so her whole method was actually kind of insane. Just like AJAT, it was like stupid. It was like you should listen to it in the target language, but read it in the, or no, is it the other way? Listen to it in English, but or in your L1, and then anyway, the point is like you mix it with the listening and the reading, and I think that kind of is gay, or like that's super weird. Like. I'm sure you can learn stuff that way, but it just doesn't seem, it's not a good activity to do, because who wants to do that? That's awful. And there's also, like, theoretical issues, right? Like, if you're listening in the target language and reading in English, there's like, a lot of interference. But anyway, I think the power of that site was recommending that you do, like, a lot of listening and reading at the same time. So I decided to not do her crazy method, but do the same thing of listening to the book in the target language while you also read it, right? And, like, reading along. So, of course, like, first you have to get to that level, but once you get there, if you just do that for, like, 10 books, which is really not that much, right? Like, 100 hours, like, I've only actually I did this in Spanish, right? So what I've found from this is if you actually do this where... according to the site author, God, what was the name? Like, I don't remember. Doesn't matter. According to the site author of this ancient website, honestly, like, why am I like referencing a person on the idea of like listening to an audiobook while I read it? Like, anybody can. This is not like an idea that comes from any person, right? But the point is, this person suggested to me, and now I also believe it, that you should like do a large quantity, right? So the idea was like, you gotta do it like at least 8 hours per day to like really see a lot of effect. So I tried it for Spanish and it totally worked. What I attained was a native like ability to understand Spanish when written, which I didn't have before, right? Like I achieved like super high literacy from reading. It must have been like at least 10 books. Like I literally had like a stack of books that I went through. I even went and bought more. Like, I'd go to the bookstore, and I'd find a book that I thought was interesting, and then I'd see if I could find the audiobook online. And if I could, then I'd buy it, right? Because I found that doing this listening and reading thing, it just hits better with a physical book. There's something about, I feel like there's some kind of, like, psychological thing with the physical book that makes it so you learn harder. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Also, there's like an accomplishment thing. It's like you finish it relatively quickly if you're doing this, right? You finish it in like 2 days. You're like, whoa, I just read a whole book in Spanish in 2 days, right? Because you kind of cheated. You listened to it while you read it. But yeah, like the first book that I did it for, and I'm doing it now, this first physical book I have in Japanese that I'm like going through it, it's like, it can be pretty hard to do. Like, for example, like you'll be reading and then you'll like miss a line with your eye. But because you don't have a lot of ability in the language, you don't notice that there's a mistake. And you might even notice, especially in Japanese, that you're reading the wrong line, right? Like, you'll think you're following along, and then you realize you're like, wait a minute, what he said is not what is in the book. And then you're lost, and then there's, like, you can't find your place anymore. but yeah, so, like, those kinds of issues, or, like, you just read a whole chapter, and you're like, I don't know what happened, right? But it's fine, because you're going to do this for 8 hours, right? So if you don't know what happens, like, you're still going to learn a ton of language. And you're going to... This is, like, the kind of background information about this, right, is like, even if you don't know what happened, if you understood one sentence with a new word in it, then you got a new word. So you don't need to know what happened, even though it kind of sucks because it's like, well, why did I read this, right? But if you have a physical book, anyway, this is like something that I want to talk more about, because a lot of these guys, like, I think this needs to go in the book. A lot of these guys that learn a lot of languages, Arguez, Steve Kaufman, and Luca Lampriello, they all did. Also, like, anybody that learns Japanese reading subtitles is kind of doing the same thing. Just like, it's not a book; it's just subtitles, or whatever. Yeah, like, all these people do this. They do LR. Like, Steve does it on the. They all do it. And, I mean, they have different variations, and they talk about other things. Arguez just, like, he does it just as a beginner, and then he switches over to reading without listening. He does it with ASML, because ASML is an LR method. And Luca also does ASML. Oh, and that guy that's learning Swedish, right? That, like, this is, like, his main thing. And we can see that maybe there's problems with it being the main thing, but yeah. So Steve has, like, made Link because he wanted a thing to, like, help him do this, and then he looks up lots of words while he does it, and he does this all at basic level, and then you have Arguez doing it as a beginner, and then you have Luca doing it as a beginner with ASML too, and then you have the guy that, like, did audiobooks as, like, his main thing forever until they got, like, pretty good, and then you have Japanese people doing it. So the power of LR is that it gives you an ability to have a paced experience, a paced reading experience in the language, right? And also, like, you get all the information, like the audible information, but I think that there's interference from the reading. Like, I don't think that you'll learn pitch accent very well if you're listening and reading, because trying to add it in the third task of learning pitch accent while you do it is basically impossible, because there's just way too much information now. There's like a third stream of information for the pitch accent that you're trying to pay attention to. So you're going to not learn it that way. But if you just read, it's not paced. So you might read, like, super slow, which kind of messes up the whole thing. And also you're not getting the speaker's reading of it. So you're going to end up mislearning a lot of things. Like, you're going to, like, in Japanese, with the pitch accent, it's not just pitch accent. Like, if you mess up pitch accent, you can still be pretty understandable or whatever, even though you sound weird. But what the pitch accent also gives you is it gives you information about, like, when to reduce a vowel, right? Like, it's not shita, it's shita, right? If you say shita, it sounds stupid. But if you say shita, it's good, right? It means, like, below or whatever, right? Like, So, yeah, I mean, if it's transliterated, they transliterated as she-ta, but the E, nobody ever says the E, right? So the point I'm making is, like, if you just look that up in a dictionary, even if you see the pitch accent, like, you're not going to deduce that it's reduced unless you actually hear it. When I first saw it, like, transliterated as, like, S-H-I-T-A, I was like, she-ta, like, what is that? Oh, sh-ta, right? I'm like, yeah, anyway, so that information, I think, is super valuable. But, I mean, even if you don't care about, like, not sounding like shit, when you speak, like, you need that pacing, right? Like, there's no way to really pace your reading that's not super artificial other than just having someone read it to you. What I do think is weird is I think it's possible to have this be, like, a crutch at some point. Like, obviously, like, if you've read, like, 10 books this way, that's a lot of books. Like, that's just, like, so much language. It's only, like, 100 hours, but, like, reading is very condensed. It's like language syrup, right? And, so 10 books, you know, it's good. And then, if you turn off the audiobook and you try to read, you should be able to, like, do it, but it'll still be hard because, like, that's a different skill, too. Right? And I think it's possible to have this be a crutch. Like, if you're learning a Nordic language that has, like, a massive audiobook library and you have, like, kind of basic interests in books, like you like mysteries and stuff, or romance novels, then you can always L all your books rather than just reading. So then, like, you never take the next step up. And I think, like, there is, like, you can gain more from just reading without listening, because now it's not paced, which means that you can learn better, right? So you can like, you can think harder about a sentence that you just read and, like, understand it better, and then go on to the and then keep reading, right? But if you have to go at the speed of the speaker, then that's kind of not great. Also, if you get really good at reading, you can read faster than the speaker, which means that the pacing is actually slowing you down, right? And if you speed up the reading, that's also not a really good solution because of the other thing, which is that, like, even though you read faster on average, there might be, like, a little section where you need to read slower for a second to understand it better. So yeah, I think this is, like, all part of a I have this idea that there's, like, different things that are better to do at different levels of ability. And I think like LR, like, the method that I like to use is that you start out doing tons of listening. Ideally, like, in a way you can understand, like, because you're watching a movie, or because it's, like, easier to understand, or just, like, a big volume of listening, like, just listening to, like, podcasts that you don't understand, but, like, 100 hours of it. And then the next step, once you've done a ton of listening, then you have, like, this language model, right? Like, I can hear, or I can read a word in Russian that I don't know, and I guess the accent right almost every time, because I've listened to so much Russian. I've listened to, like, 2,000 hours of Russian now. Even though I'm still, like, not fluent in Russian, I have this, like, intuitive ability. So now when I go to LR Russian, I'm just, like, trying to learn how to read now, because learning how to listen and learning how to read are different. And then like, hopefully eventually, I haven't actually done very much LR in Russian, which I think is because I don't have physical books, like I was saying, right? Like, there's something about the physical book that just works better for me for LR. Even though, like, you would think that the digital one would be better, because you can, like, hear a word that the guy says, and then you can look it up if you get lost. Like, you can do, like, a full text search, and you can quickly go to the spot he's at. But the physical book, it just works better, to the point where I'm like, I'm not gonna LR a book unless I have a physical copy, which is kind of crazy. I haven't tried it with I have this, like, big ebook reader that, so it's like, I'll just be reading, like, a scan of a PDF, and it kind of looks like paper, and you can't, like, look up the words because OCR doesn't work very well on it. Like, it doesn't work right for some reason. So it's just, like, the paper. I feel like that would be fine. I haven't, like, tried to read anything on it, because just because of, like, the languages that are on it and stuff. But I feel like that would also be fine. But there's something about, like, like, reading the EPUB and being able to look up the words and having, like, just one page instead of two. I don't know, there's just something a little bit different. But yeah, I mean, I guess, like, the main thing that matters there is that I am less likely to actually read that book with LR or at all if it's on the digital device. But if I'm carrying around a physical book, well, I talked about this before too, right? It's like, this isn't really about languages, but it's about, like, reading books. I have the ability to access on the internet, like, 50 million books. So if there's a book on the internet, the fact that it's there is, like, barely, the probability that I will read it is almost zero, right? And if I acquire the book digitally, the odds that I read it go up to, like, 0.01%, right? Because I have, like, a lot of digital books. And then, but, like, I don't read that many of them, right? I just have, like, a library. And then if I, like, on my digital device, add it to my favorites, the odds go up to, like, maybe, like, 5% that I'll read it, but I still probably won't read it. But if I get a physical copy from the library, or I buy it or something, the odds that I read it are, like, 10 to 75%, depending on how many books I have and stuff, like, at that time. So I think it could have nothing to do with physical books at all, and it could just be about how many books I have in each format, and that I prefer the physical format, so I'll always read those books if I have them. But with a high probability. So yeah, it could just be that, right? Like, usually, wherever I am, I'll end up with a bunch of physical books in that language that's, like, the local language, because I can get them for free. I can go to the library, I can just buy them at a bookstore, I can just walk in and buy it. I can buy them online and they're like not overpriced, right? So like in America, I always have a big stack of English language books, or in Brazil, I end up with a big stack of Portuguese language books. Anyway, so that's kind of what that's about. But anyway, I mean, I feel like I might as well just lean into that, right? So like I have this physical Japanese book and I'm like, on the one hand, I'm like, oh, it would be better to read the digital one. I mean, actually, I don't have this book digitally, so I have to read the physical one unless I want to scan it. But I'm like, oh, I should read a version that's like an EPUB so I can look up the words or whatever. But I'm finding like you don't need to look up words if you do volume, right? Like if you read this book, it takes you 10 hours. That's huge volume. Who cares if you look up words? Like you're going to learn a ton of words without looking up any words. You're just going to learn them, or like you're going to learn parts of them, you know, like you'll learn the reading for a word, you'll learn the pitch accent for a word. You'll learn the meaning of like a kanji, but forget the reading, but just know that like that symbol means this thing. Like you'll learn all these pieces, because that's kind of how like Japanese works for reading. And then you just read another book, right? Like the next one in the series, and you'll like get more pieces. So you don't need to look up words unless you're like a total beginner. But yeah, so yeah, the point that I'm trying to get to, it's taking me almost 20 minutes to get there, is that if you want to be good at multiple languages, there's like limits to how different methods, like how far different methods can get you. If you just want to learn one language, you could do like all listening, like Matt versus Japan is suggesting now, and also his idol, J. Marvin Brown, who I also read the book that he recommended. It's like, you're just going to listen, you're not going to read, you're not going to take notes, you're not going to use a dictionary, and you're going to learn everything subconsciously, and you're going to become like a subconscious user of this language. It's like, wow, that's great, and there's all these benefits to that, but it's super inefficient with your time, right? It takes too long to learn that way. And also, like, you lack a very important adult skill, which is reading, because that's the whole point. You have to, like, not read. But reading is like more powerful, and you can learn how to read faster by like starting earlier, and you can get better at reading sooner, and you can get way more language, so like you can become more erudite faster. But you know, there's downsides, right? Like you're not going to become like a effortless subconscious user of the language through reading, and you're not going to acquire as good of an accent through reading, you're not going to get as much like cultural reference points through reading. So like the way that people look and act in like a everyday situation, you're not going to get that through reading. Like how would a Japanese person act when they walk into a room of people that they don't know yet who they're going to like live with, right? Like it's like a share house. Like how did a Japanese person interact here? Like the way an American person would be like, hey guys, what's up? Like, yeah, it's great to be here, right? And or something like that, right? Like they would try to be like a, you know, maybe extrovert, or maybe they would be like introvert and be like, hey guys, yeah, and just start doing their thing. But the Japanese way is like there's like a thing you have to do, right? There's like a, it's like, oh, hello, like you bow, and like there's a whole thing that you would probably do. Like, you know, they'd be like, oh, what's your name? Oh, this is my name. How old are you? Oh, yeah. You know, and then like after like the ritual is over, then like you can now like sit quietly or whatever, right? You can now be there, I guess, because the ritual has been completed. This is like a totally different way to think about how to meet a group of people, right? The American way is just like, is more like there's nothing you have to do. There's no like ritual, right? Like all you have to do is just say something, and they have to say something, and then from there you can keep talking, or you can go do something else, and that's kind of it. there's no ritual. Like reading is not really going to give you that, like this, like all of that information. You're only going to get that through like listening, right? I guess like Yeah, you can get it through listening. I was going to say, like, in person or, like, watching a video, but, like, if you're blind, you can still get, like, almost all the information. Like, you won't get the whole bowing thing. But, you know, or, like, how you're supposed to... Yeah, you'd miss the bowing thing. But other than the bowing thing, which is not, like, super critical, it's just, like, a way to do things. Like, nobody expects a foreign person to, like, know to bow, right? And it's not like you, like... bow all the way down, you know, like the kowtow, like it's just like you just like nod your head a bit, right? So like you'll lose all that, but it doesn't matter. Like you'll still get all the relevant language stuff because languages are spoken, right? But anyway, so if you want to learn like more than one extra language, you're limited, right? Like you can't. It's not just that there's not enough time in the day, because technically there is, but there's not enough brain learning capacity. Like, right? Even if you went to that Thai school where they did this for 4 hours, and then you went to another school that, or like you did it again at the same time for another language for 4 hours at the school, and learned like Chinese or whatever they do. I think they did Japanese in there. Anyway, you wouldn't like learn, I don't think, just as well, because like your brain is like overloaded now. I don't know if anybody did that. It'd be cool to ask, like, hey, has anybody taken like 2 year classes at once from day one, and what happened? Or like three, like 12 hours a day, just like that'd be hardcore. But yeah, that probably wouldn't work very well, because like it's just too much, right? But with reading, it's like, I think it's like 4 times more efficient. Like it's like language syrup, right? I think it's like 4 times more efficient than like observing an interaction of two native speakers in person. And I think it's like twice as efficient as like watching a film. Honestly, I still think it's like 4 times more efficient. Like it's just way more efficient, right? So it's just like, it almost seems necessary. Like I can't think of anybody who has learned like several languages without listening reading that I know of, like on the internet. I can think of people that learn languages that, like, as a kid, like as a native speaker, like Africans that I've met, or Indians that I've met. But they tend to lack like important skills in some of their languages because they learn them as a kid. And kids have like a lower bar of language learning to achieve, right? Like they don't need to read a novel, so they don't learn it, right? So my Indian friend, like he knew Hindi, his native family's language, and I think he also knew the local, like regional language, and he knew English. And like in English, he didn't read books in any languages, but in English he did a lot of like complex stuff that kids wouldn't do, like he watched comedy in English, right? And he wrote stuff for school in English, and he also knew Hindi, I think, like better than English, but he also didn't read, probably because like they spoke Hindi in the community. And his native language, he didn't read at all. Like, I guess he probably knew, I don't think he even knew how to read in that language. So, yeah, so it's like, if you don't do listening and reading, you're going to end up with an incomplete skill set, which is probably fine if, like, depending on your needs, right? Like, if you're a young guy and your native language is just something that you talk to your parents with and that's it, then that you don't need to read, right? I know a lot of, like, Mexican-Americans that have never read a book in Spanish, even though they speak Spanish with like in the community and with their family, they've never read a book, and like sometimes they'll even say like, well, books suck in Spanish. I'm like, bro, they don't suck. You just suck. Like you just don't know how to read. but yeah, so that's just kind of how that goes. So yeah, listening, reading, I think is the ultimate trade off that you have to do, but it's like super powerful and you have to do it. So I think that should be, like, the thesis of my book. Because, like, yeah, I wrote about a lot of stuff so far, but I haven't written this thesis that, like, listening and reading is... Like, what I want is I want to induce information from all these sources. So I want to get, like, high quality, maybe, like, exclusive access to, like, asking about, like, how these people learn their languages and stuff. Or, like, how they run their lives. But a lot of times that information is public, so I don't even need special access. Because, like, I've consumed so much stuff on YouTube, man. And yeah, the listening and reading, I think, is big. And the daily, right? It's, if you listen and read in your languages and you do them all daily, you'll get good at them. And there's a couple of guys that learn like lots of languages. And what they do is they have like a small set of languages that they do all at once. And then like one language, they'll like stop doing it every day. Or like, yeah, they'll like stop doing a language and they'll do a different one. But they'll do that one every day. Like, they don't like switch languages every week. And they don't like do a different language every day. They do the languages they're learning every day. And then if they're not learning a language, then they won't do it for a while. And then they'll come back to it. But they're also worse at all their languages than someone that learns like a small number. So yeah, the thesis is listening and reading is like, it's so, this is something that I've been thinking about too. I guess it's a different one. I'm going to make a different thing about this other thing.